It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everyone, light your stogies because we've got another Whiskey Quickie coming at you, and this is for Basil Hayden Subtle Smoke. Now, last time we did a Basil Hayden review, I started trying to say Basil Hayden, and I got flamed for it. They were like, quit acting like you're hoity-toity and better than us. Just say Basil Hayden like the rest of us. I was like, all right, fine. Yeah. I'll try to, because that's the way I typically say it. I try to change my grammar, and I was like, you know what? We'll go with how we usually say it here in Kentucky.
Well, in Kentucky, you never know if we're going to pronounce our vowels or not. It's just depends. Louisville and
Versailles
and Athens, not Athens. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's Athens, not Athens. I don't know. But regardless, Basil Hayden is what we say.
And now we're looking at Basil Hayden's Subtle Smoke. So this is another one coming from Freddie No and a little bit of his ingenuity. But here's some of the information behind it. They say it's an entirely new take on smoky spirits and designed to be a subtle entry into the world of smoky spirits. Rather than smoking the grain pre-distillation, subtle smoke is made from different finishing process where the barrels are infused with a subtle smokiness before the liquid is secondarily aged inside. I don't know what that means.
So, a toasted barrel, it's a smoked barrel.
I guess it's like they have the barrel and then they just like put, you know, they plug up the bung, put something in it, and just start like putting smoke all through there.
Yeah.
And then they just fill it with liquid. I don't know. It might seem like what you see bartenders, like really good mixologists.
Right, when they have the lid, they put the, they light it.
Yeah, you got that. And then sometimes they'll do it with dry ice and you'll kind of see it like overflowing on the side. So maybe it's looks like that when you're filling it up. I don't know. But it is not age dated. It is the Basil Hayden typical 80 proof and has an SRP of $50.
All right. Let's see.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see how smoky it can be. On the
I like the last, I think it was the rice. It was the toasted.
It's a toasted one.
They use these brown rice.
Part of the mash bill there.
Yeah. So I like these that they're playing around. I just wish they were a little higher proof, but I get it. They're trying to get people into the market and at lighter proofs and, you know, as I call them, common folk palates.
Well, and plus with Basil Hayden, it's a very recognizable name already in the industry. So you got to bring that variety to that line as well. All right. So here's our review on the nose. Here we go. It's not that smoky.
No, I was actually surprised at how rich the nose is.
I was expecting like peat level smoke.
Yeah. I'm more getting just like a, with Beam, you know, Fred talks about you get that cornbread note. I'm getting a really strong cornbread, but then there's like a lot of nice vanilla and like just sweet oak flavors mm-hmm. to it. So,
yeah, there's nothing there that's off-putting by any means, because anybody that's watched us do any type of smoked or peated review, yeah, you know that it's going to be like immediate sideways, the thumbs down the entire time. But
yeah, this is nice. It's just a nice, subtle.
You mean a subtle smoke?
Right. It's like, great job, guys. You already had me subconsciously saying that.
The PR people and marketing team just nailed it on this.
That's right.
All right, on to the taste.
The smoke comes through on the palate.
Definitely there. Almost like a hickory. Like if you're eating barbecue.
Yeah.
And it was sitting there on like a hickory. Not like applewood smoke, but I'm talking the hickory. You know that flavor.
Yeah, it opens up, you know, those brown sugar. There's a good brown sugar note in the front, but then the smoke really starts to elevate and kind of takes over the whole profile. So if you're a smoke fan, barbecue fan, I love smoked meats, but I like eating them. I don't like drinking them.
Yeah.
But,
or maybe mesquite.
Yeah.
Maybe mesquite.
No, I say this is more on the hickory.
You think it's hickory?
In the hickory, okay. On the hickory side of things. But
yeah, like I said,
more times.
Yeah, go ahead and dive in. Like I said, the smoke is definitely there on the taste, but as we hinted at with the name, it's subtle. It's not what you would think, like a peated Scotch whiskey where it's just overpowering. So if you're somebody that thinks you want to dabble into some peated, some other smoke things, maybe this is where you start to even see if that's the way you want to go. To be fair, I think this also reminds me of when you try to get like a smoked old fashioned, and I personally am not a big fan of them, but that's kind of like what I get off of this, is that yep. you get just that smoke that's coming off of it.
There is some very nice sweetness to it. There's almost like an apple note after going back to the second. There's kind of like a green apple kind of flavor, brown sugar, green apples, but then that smoke, you know, so maybe it's apple they smoked. I don't know. there's definitely the smoke flavor. So if you love smoke cocktails, this will be right up your alley. But if not, it's just going to be like everything else you've had that's smoked.
All right, Pitmaster Ryan, let's see what your review is here. Then on the nose, where you at?
I actually like the nose a lot. I'm going to go thumbs up with yep. that. I was surprised.
And the taste then?
I'm going to go sideways. I mean, there's a nice sweetness to it that I like, but then the smoke kind of overpowers it. And just for me, that's not in my wheelhouse.
Like I said, only if you like smoke. And the taste, once again, probably in the same category.
You mean the finish?
Or, sorry, the finish.
Yeah, yes. The finish probably sideways. I mean, there's nothing bad about this. It's just the smoke is so powerful that it's not powerful, but it's not subtle, like they said. On the nose, it's subtle, but on the palate, it's very pronounced. So for me, it's just kind of, I like it. Maybe this would be good in a cocktail for me, but as a neat sipper, the smoke is off-putting for me.
This is, again, you're talking to two guys that aren't the biggest fan of smoked kind of cocktails, but hey, maybe you're into it and you'll enjoy it.
Yep.
But that is our review of Basil Hayden's Subtle Smoke. Stick around next week because we'll be back with another one. Cheers.